Good morning, everybody. It's good to see you here today. Merry Christmas. Great to be here in church on Christmas Sunday, as we have the Sunday before Christmas. So we want to welcome each of you here and welcome those that are here visiting. Mr. Poole's got his sister here, Julie. And we want to thank you folks, Julie and Lawrence Rivera. They're from Granville, so we want to welcome them. And Donna Ray's mother here is here. And your name again?
Leanne.
Okay, that's right. And then Stacy Sharp is here as well. I want to thank you for being here. And maybe some others. I think I got about everybody. But so glad to have you here. Just go over a couple announcements here at the beginning. We are trying to stream our services here today, and so we're trying to go forward with that. And this is our first Sunday doing that, and so we're still maybe kind of working out some of the bugs, but we hope to have that up and running in the future. And the way that'll work today, it's probably people that have the direct link. In the future, you'll be able to get that from the church YouTube page, and hopefully that'll be searchable in the future, where you can just go there and it'll pop up when it's live, and you can, even if it's not live, you can go there and in the future. So we're hoping to have that up. We also are taking up a food collection during the Christmas season here for a family, and so if you'd like to give towards that, there's two boxes in the foyer. Where you can bring in some non-perishable food items, and so that's there, and so just a reminder about that. This will be the last Sunday for that. Again, the devotionals are in the lobby there for the new quarter that starts in January. If you'd like one of those, please pick one up, or if you're not here and you like one, please let me know, and I'll make sure that you get one for that. Want to say happy birthday and happy anniversary to some of our folks. Now, tomorrow is Tom and Penny Evans' anniversary. That's December 21st. And so we want to just say happy anniversary to the Evans. And they may be watching. I know they said they were going to try to watch. And so if you're watching, happy anniversary, Tom and Penny. We wish you a happy anniversary tomorrow. And then I want to invite you back tonight for our evening service. Tonight we're going to have a candlelight service, and so just encourage you to come back. And now just have to let you know, I am not going to be able to be there tonight. But I have asked a guest speaker to come, and his name is Joseph of Nazareth, son of David. And so Joseph is going to be here. I can't be here tonight, but I trust that you'll be here because Joseph is going to be here tonight. So that'll be at 6:30. That's our candlelight service. Wednesdays, we're doing some outreach in our community at 4:30, meeting here at the church. We are planning to have a New Year's Eve fellowship. That is on Thursday, December 31st. That'll be at 6 p.m. And we're having a soup and sandwich potluck, and we'll have some games, and then showing a film that night. And so just encourage you to be there for that if you feel comfortable with that. Again, you know, if you feel like that would be way too risky to be mixing together and eating and stuff, that's okay. We do have some people that are not at risk, and they're willing to take the risk and things. So, but we are planning to have that anyway at this point. I trust that you have the bulletin this morning. That has the songs that we're going to sing as a congregation. And so we're printing those out during this COVID time. And so if you have one of those, that's how we'll be singing. If you don't have one, there are some on the table over here and as well as on the table over here. And so if you would, maybe as we start singing, you could go and get one of those. I think there should be some, see some over there still. So. That's how we're doing that this morning. All right. Mr. Ray is going to come with our scripture reading and lead us in prayer. And so we'll go from there.
I'm going to read out of Isaiah chapter
It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it, with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." All right, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we thank you for the year you have given us. We just thank you for the health and strength you have given us also, and the prosperity for us to be able to give back to you a certain portion of what we have made this year. We just thank you, Lord, for this time of year and what it means as Christians. And Lord, we pray that that you'll be with the service, help the kids with the verses, and we just pray that you'll be honored and glorified in all that we do as a church. And we just thank the Lord in Jesus' name.
Let's take our song sheet now, and we're going to sing, "O Come All Ye Faithful." Let's all stand as we sing, "O Come All Ye Faithful," number 100. sing our next song now, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Number 92, let's sing O Little Town of Bethlehem. Holy Night in your song sheet. Sing, O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. O Holy Night. Thank you.
so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
All right, let's take our song sheet again. We're going to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, number 93. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Let's all stand as we sing. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconcile. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim,
Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem.
Where is he, born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and come to worship him.
And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
We're going to sing now, We Three Kings of Orient-Ar. So find that in your song sheet, We Three Kings of Orient-Ar.
Worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. As we see the twinkling Christmas lights, let us remember the star that led the wise men to seek the Savior. When we give and receive gifts, remember the gift God has given to us.
John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son to condemn the world, but the world among him might be saved.
Well, we want to thank all of the children for helping us to remember the story of the Nativity, and we appreciate them and those that helped them as well. And I think I have to make a correction from what was in the bulletin, but I think Desi, she was listed as another character, but she was an angel. Okay, so we just want to clarify that in case you couldn't tell. So if you have your Bible, I invite you to turn to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, otherwise the text of what we're going to think about here is on the back of the bulletin, those verses about the shepherds. I want to help us to think about the shepherds and their visit that they made here. You know, we had some shepherds, I believe Lance was a shepherd, he had a sheep, I think, and Eva was one of our shepherds this morning. And the shepherds were the first visitors of Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus there. And the Bible tells us about that visit. And notice what it says in Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 15. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Usually, even today, when a baby is born, somebody is going to probably go and visit that baby at some point, except probably not during COVID-19 because you can't have visitors in the hospitals right now. But probably sometime after that, there's going to be family or friends that come and visit and be the first ones, besides the parents, to see that newborn baby. And the same was true here when Jesus was born. There were visitors. The very first visitors that came were the shepherds. But notice here, what did they do before the visit here? What did the shepherds do before the visit? You know, the angels had just come and they had given this dramatic birth announcement there on the fields in Bethlehem. And they had announced that Christ was born, and it was he was born in Bethlehem, and the sign was they would find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And then the angels ascended back to heaven. And what did they do? Well, we see here that they make a decision. They make a decision. It's an immediate decision, right away. They say, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass. It was an immediate decision. It was a unanimous decision, it seems. I don't know how many shepherds there were there, But they all said to one another, let us go. Let us, all of us, go and see this thing which has come to pass. But notice here the fact that this was a decision of faith. You know, as the angels left, they did not say to one another, boy, you know, I wonder if that's really true, what those angels said. I wonder if there really is a baby. I wonder if this is true, you know. Let's go and let's just see if this is true or not. That's not what they did. They believed the message that God had sent them from the angels, and they said, let us go and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. They hadn't even seen the baby yet. But already they believed what God had told them. God had revealed to them that the baby Jesus was born, Christ was born, and they believed it. And they made this decision, let us go and see what has come to pass. They believed God's word. How did they go about making the visit? How did they do it? Well, the Bible tells us that they went immediately. They came with haste. It says that, let us go now. Remember, it was the middle of the night. They didn't say, well, you know, let's wait until the morning, until we can see a little bit better. No, let us go now, even unto Bethlehem. And they came with haste. That means they did it right away. They went through their fields. They went into Bethlehem, and they did it immediately. They seemed to drop everything and go. Who's going to take care of the sheep? I don't know. Maybe they were sleeping, and they left them out there in the sheepfold, or maybe they had somebody else that stayed. But they left everything, and they went to go visit baby Jesus. And they also had to search. Verse 16 says, they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. That's what the word found means. It means that they had to make a diligent search. You know, all that the angel had told them was that the sign would be a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. You know, those shepherds had to go and seek out that baby. They had to go into the town of Bethlehem. And do you think they went to Bethlehem General Hospital? Is that where you'd find a manger, in the hospital? No. A manger is something that the cattle eat out of. And so they're looking in a place where there's cattle, where there's livestock. And maybe that was a stable, maybe it was a cave somewhere, but they're going around and searching, is there a baby in a manger? That was the sign, a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Probably only one of those that night. And the shepherds searched out, and certainly God probably helped them and directed their steps to find Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus lying in the manger. They had to search. You know, oftentimes the Lord wants us to put forth a little bit of effort in order to find Him. Sometimes we expect that God is just going to do everything for us, and God is going to tell us everything we need to know, and we can just sit back and do nothing. The Lord did reveal Himself to the shepherds, but they had to make an effort. And they made an immediate effort, and they went, and they sought out, and they found Jesus. Sometimes the Lord wants us to make an effort on our own. You had to make an effort here this morning to come out to church. If you're listening to the recording or watching, perhaps you had to make an effort to figure that out, how to do it. And sometimes the Lord wants us to take that step to draw near to Him. And that's what the shepherds did. They had to search. And then what did they do during their visit? What did the shepherds do during their visit? Well, you know, verse 16 is all we have. That's all we know. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. I wonder if Mary and Joseph were surprised to see the shepherds. I wonder if they told their story. Angels appeared to us while we were out in our fields watching our flocks by night, and an angel came, and then a multitude of angels came, and they told us that Christ was born, and we came here. And I'm certain that they had to make some introductions of one another. This is Mary, I'm Joseph, this is our baby. And the shepherds came and they visited. That's all we know. But what did they do after their visit? What did they do after their visit? Verse 17 tells us, "And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child." They made known abroad. That's what they did after the visit. They went out and probably went through the streets of Bethlehem. Maybe they went into the restaurants and the places where people were, and they made known abroad. Did you know that the very first preachers of Jesus Christ after he was born were the shepherds? They were the first preachers. They went out and they preached a message. Christ, the Lord, is born. What did they say? What did they make known? The saying which was told them concerning this child. The saying which was told them. What was that? Well, it was what the angels had told them. It was what the angels had said about Jesus. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." You people need a Savior. Need a Savior from sin, which is Christ. That's the Messiah, the promised one of God. This is the one that we've been waiting for. This is Christ, and he's the Lord, and he's born into this world. That's what they proclaimed. They were the first preachers of the Lord Jesus Christ, these shepherds. And what was the response they received? Verse 18, the response to their message. "And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds." All they that heard it wondered. That means they were amazed. They were shocked. They were astonished. What? What are you saying about this? What? The shepherds have this message that the Messiah is born? That's amazing. Wow. They were amazed. But there was another response, which was much better. Just because somebody is amazed by something is not necessarily the response that God wants us to have. But notice what Mary's response was. Verse 19. "But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart." She treasured these things. Things that the shepherds were saying. The fact that the shepherds were out here preaching and proclaiming in Bethlehem. She kept those things and she pondered them in her heart. That word means to throw things together, to compare, to let one thing explain another thing. That's what Mary was doing in her heart. She was mixing things together, the things that she had seen. She was letting one thing explain the other thing. You know, that's what we need to do more of. I wonder if Mary thought about the things that she had seen that night, the fact that Jesus was born, and the fact that the very first visitors were shepherds. Think about that. Ponder that this morning in your heart. Jesus, God in the flesh, and the very first people who came to see him were shepherds. What does that tell you? That's what Mary was thinking in her heart. She was putting those things together, things like that. The very first message that was ever proclaimed here after Jesus was born, about Jesus, the very first message, it was by shepherds. It wasn't by the religious elite of the day, the people in Jerusalem working in the temple. The very first message that was proclaimed by shepherds. The very first birth announcement of Jesus. Mary would have known this probably. It was angels to shepherds. Think about putting those two things together in your heart. Letting one thing explain the other thing, pondering those things. Very first announcement. The fact that it was made to shepherds. What does that tell you? You know, I wonder if Mary thought, perhaps, that in some way her baby, Jesus, is a shepherd. You know, as we see the story unfold of Jesus and his earthly ministry, we know in John chapter 10, Jesus would one day say about himself, "I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd." I wonder if she thought of that. I wonder if she thought of Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." She pondered these things. the things that she had seen, these first visitors coming to see baby Jesus, their shepherds. She thought of those things. That's the response that we need to have as well as we hear God's word. We need to ponder these things. Mix them together in our hearts. We're not seeking just to be amazed and astonished by things, but God wants us to ponder what He has given to us in His word about Christ and about what He's done. And then the second thing that the shepherds did, they preached this message. But notice verse 20. It says, "The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them." Not only did they preach, but they also praised. And yes, they returned. It seems that they returned to their sheep, maybe who had been there all alone. And they still had to take care of their sheep. But they had praise. They glorified the Lord. They gave thanks to Him in a new way for all that they had seen. And that's also what the Lord wants us to do as we see, in a sense, by faith, Jesus Christ and who He is. The Lord wants us to believe, of course. Those shepherds believed the message that they heard. That's what God wants us to do, to believe His word, not to question it, not to say, well, I wonder if that's really true. No, to believe it, to accept it, to trust in what it says. And then the result of that, just as it was with the shepherds, the result of that is praise. A person who really believes the Lord praises God. They give thanks to God for what He's done. And most of all, especially at this Christmas season, we praise God for the sending of His Son, Jesus Christ, who wasn't just a baby. He didn't stay a baby. He grew up, and then He gave Himself as a sacrifice for us on the cross. He died on the cross for our sins. He was buried in the tomb, and then He rose again the third day. And He did that for you and me. And that if we will put our faith in Christ, the Lord promises that He will save us. He will save us from our sins. That's what He came to do. He came to be our Savior, as the angels said to the shepherds. And He still is today. And we give thanks and we praise Him along with those shepherds this morning. Let's bow our heads to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for what You did in sending Your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank You for these shepherds who came. They were the first visitors. They were faithful people who believed the message that You sent them. Lord, help us to accept Your word, to believe the message that You have given to us through Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to give thanks to You and to praise You for what You have done through Him. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I invite you to take your song sheet again, and we'll go to Joy to the World. Joy to the World, number 87. And let's stand as we sing together. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. each one of you for coming out this morning. And may the Lord bless you, and we're dismissed.